Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal coming out. Yep, another home run magazine. And here's your cover. U.S. drowning in debt. The nation is sinking. That's right. All the facts are there. That's only $34 trillion of debt. That credit card debt. It's only $1.1 trillion. That people are going broke. Don't worry about it. Think about it. $34 trillion in debt. You got to be a stupid piece of shit to believe that they're ever going to fucking pay off this debt. We are on the verge of an economic crisis, the likes of which have never been seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Again, the death of the dollar is coming. They're going to be lowering interest rates. That's the big bet. The markets today took a hit. Gold prices went down a bit. Oil's still a little soft. This is only temporary. You can't forecast where things are going to go because everything is so fucking rigged. This is from your economic update in this week's Trends Journal. This is just part of it. Pick a country, take a trip around the world. By the hard facts and indisputable data across the socioeconomic and geopolitical spectrum, it's a freak show run by political freaks. Who's your favorite little fucking freak? Who do you bow down and suck up to? Oh, I like Biden. I like Trump. I like Sundak over there in England. Worthless piece of shit, Olaf Scholz, over there in Germany. A little Gazon Macron, a little fucking dick with a fake fucking hair and a bad fucking attitude. It's a freak show. On the geopolitical side of destruction, for decades we have been detailing the ongoing wars and social unrest sweeping the planet. On the economic front, it's one big scam with the bigs in full control of national economies. Just look at CNBC headline news of the day. Quote, Davos live updates. Ukraine's Zelensky meets with Jamie Dimon and other major investors. Investors. How about a fucking crime syndicate? Why? J.B. Dimon, the J.P. Morgan Chase, whose bank admitted to five separate felony counts brought by the U.S. Department of Justice and being a top member of the Bankster Crime Syndicate, as Wall Street on Parade noted, regulators took no action to remove the board of directors or J.B. Dimon after being convicted of five felonies. It's a crime syndicate and they're in charge. Grow the fuck up. It's prosecution for the fullest of we the little people of Slavelandia, but the murderers, they're right out in front of your eyes, the little Georgie Bush with a fucking dick smaller than that. Fake war with penis Cheney. I got to be prop. I can't call him dick. Oh, this moronic little girl that everybody talks about. Liz Cheney. Loser Cheney. Nothing Cheney. Lying us into the fucking Iraq war where we spend trillions of dollars of our tax money. Keep working, you plantation workers. So we get Saddam Hussein because he's making them weapons of mass destruction. All right? That's what's running the earth. Clowns. Arrogant, murderous fucking clowns. Freaks, not clowns. A freaky clown. Yep. As for Ukraine Zelensky, this is the boy who became, before becoming president of Ukraine, was a sitcom champ who played the piano for his fans with his penis. I'm not making that up. We even have the link of it, you know, where he's playing the piano. So what is the number one priority of Davos elites? Quote, this is our quote, i.e. the richest, most authoritarian, most arrogant people that control the planet Earth. This is from Davos. Mind control. That's our line. This is from Davos. Severity score. Misinformation and disinformation ranks first. 1% persistent false information, deliberate or otherwise, widely spreads toward media networks, shifting public opinion. You ready? In a significant way towards distrust in facts and authority. Authority? What, some fucking bastard or bitch that tells me what to do? Authority? Like the little cocksucker, motherfucking father fucking Fauci, who made up the shit to wear masks, sales 6 feet apart? All that fucking authority? That's Davos. That's in charge. The bigs control everything. And we go on about it. So get ready for Off With Their Heads 2.0. That's just part of your trends journal. I'm not going to go into more of the economic update, but this is serious. Because none of this fucking shit's going to make any difference, because World War III, one of our top trends for 2024, is World War III. This is from the Cartoon News Network. After talking about fucking Trump and what went on in Iowa, what went on in fucking North Dakota, nothing little state. Yeah, Trump is going to, there's nobody he's running against. Nikki Haley, who Judge Napolitano, and don't forget I do an interview with him tomorrow, calls a Lindsey Graham with high heels, a little warmongering nothing. And again, I can't stand Trump. I supported him in the beginning when he murdered Soleimani in Iran, the Iranian general in Iraq, when he tried to overthrow the Venezuelan government, when he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, had nothing to do because he was getting all that cheap money from that guy, I forgot his name. Yeah, and again, and I also believe, as Putin said today, that the elections were rigged. I actually believe Trump won, because I did the overnight presidential race with USA Watchdog with Greg Hunter. And Trump was beating Biden. It was like this. And all of a sudden, all of these mail-in ballots come in, like 100,000, 20,000 come in, not one for Trump. What am I, 6 years old? So I believe it was rigged. But again, it's far too early to predict what's going to happen 10 months from now, because we may be annihilated in World War III, or it may be ramping up to that. So there's a lot of wild cards. Nobody could call this game. Nobody could call the economic game. Nobody call any of the game because of what's going on. So CNN, the Biden administration is expected to designate the Houthis as an especially designated global terrorist entity amid continued attacks by the Yemen-based militia. This is the Houthis that the United States tried to overthrow with that little scumbag, that arrogant little fuck who's our Secretary of State. I think he was under the desk Secretary of State under Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize, piece of crap prize winner who supported the Ukraine war, the Houthi war, the Yemen war with Saudi Arabia. And Blinken went over there to help give, quote, intelligence. And the United States is refueling the jets from Saudi Arabia so they could bomb the fucking shit out of and kill some 400,000 Yemenis. Yeah. So now they're a terrorist group, not the United States, who slaughters people all over the world. Oh, and I love the line. The Iran-backed Houthis. Huh. How about the American-backed IDF? No, you can't say that. Every time they mention Houthis, Iran-backed. Hezbollah, Iran-backed. But America's murder is backed by America. We won't talk about that. So again, going back to the economy, this is a, Britain is facing wars in Russia, Iran, and North Korea in 5 years. But there are still no plans to grow the army. Grant Shapps said today, this is the UK's defense secretary, Shapps. Oh, in 5 years, like this little motherfucker or fatherfucker knows 5 years. We've already begun it. And they're ramping it up. One country after another, ramping it up, building up the military. So get ready to die if we don't have peace. And by the way, with those scumbag motherfuckers and fatherfuckers at Davos, who their number one is misinformation and disinformation, whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freedom of speech, said Benjamin Franklin. And again, share this video, get it out, and get your Trends Journal. We're giving you what nobody else has given you. And check out my interviews I did with Clayton Morris on Redacted and Judge Dr. Ron Paul on the Ron Paul Institute. Yeah, we're going through serious times here. So you better prepare. So going to your Trends Journal, economic update, market overview, inflation keeps rising, U.S. median home prices jump 5.2%. When everybody said when they were raising interest rates that the housing market was going to collapse, we said the opposite. And we tell you why and where it's going. Mortgage rate demand keeps rising, even though even mortgage interest rates haven't gone down that much. A lot of stuff. Trends on a global economic front. When the economy fails, jobs go with it. Going out of business trends. You ready? Dismal reality is real wages grew in only three G20 countries. Get ready for dragflation. No, take it easy. I wasn't talking about those kind of drags, right? Dragflation means the economy is going to go down as inflation goes up, not stagflation. Oil prices are a wild game, and we say they're going to skyrocket as the Israel war escalates, and we see it escalating no end in sight. Especially the Ukraine war, as I said, they're going to do something, a false flag event to get back in the news. The EU just gave another $50 million or something to keep them going. They're going to keep this thing going. A nuclear power plant attack, attacking Moscow, something big to get them back in the news. Well, they'll make up something like they raped babies and screwed pregnant mothers. They'll make up something to get the people back online. Argentina's inflation rate passes 211%. That Milei guy, yeah, he's great. He's another bullshit artist.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Another fucking arrogant bullshit artist. Office vacancy rates are highest. They're skyrocketing. What does it mean? Oh, the banks go bust? That was one of our top trends? You better read it. And then again, what's going on in the Israel war? Whole load of that, page after page after page. Guest articles. This is one by Ben Davis, who does our high-tech science and AI section. Man sues wireless providers for causing severe illness. I don't carry a cell phone. Again, did a lot of research on this. Articles by Dr. Joseph Mercola, John Anisha Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. A great article that you don't want to miss reading. Expect extreme distortions in the markets to worsen. You got it. Gregory Manarino. We are right on the same page. And Trends in Technocracy by the technocracy expert that I'll put up against anybody. And Technocracy is the Way of the World. Joe Duran, this is one of his books. One of his books. You can get it on Amazon. Be Human. Guy, we're giving you technocracy information. You're not getting anywhere, any place, anyhow. It's the new dysfunction, and it's going to be the new way. Trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics, trends I views. Yep. Well, this is a good one. Cancer in young people keeps rising. Wonder why. Now, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yep. Trends in high-tech science. A whole section in trends in AI. In AI, we own you. This is serious, what's coming down. Yep. There is absolutely no question about it at all. And it's only going to escalate. So, again, you go back to this economic update and market overview, and you read some of what we're saying. And here's one of them. For the plantation workers of Slavelandia in the U.S., Intuit Credit Karma reported that some 24% of renters have trouble each month paying rent. Isn't that something? 24, you can't buy a house anymore. But according to Oxfam, the richest five men in America double their wealth since the 2020 COVID war. And you ready? They note that the CEOs of the 10 biggest companies in the world are billionaires. Yep. And the reason they have the 10 biggest companies is because these little fucking bastard bitches, the politicians, deregulated the antitrust laws that made the bigs bigger and the billionaires and big corporations bigger. And again, and BlackRock is one of them. And they're buying a load of cryptos, but Bitcoin, by the way, is being reported. So you ready? The billionaires, the 1%, the billionaires, the 1%, you ready? Own 43% of the global financial assets. Got it? 1% own 43%. You can't pay your rent? Can't pay your credit card? Go fuck yourself. Oh, we're in Davos. Look at that disgusting scene in front of everybody's eyes for all to see. So anyway, we're fighting. And we're giving you information that you're not getting anywhere else. So subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you history before it happens. Do we get it right all the time? Of course not. You can't. Because there are too many wild cards being played. And the wild cards now being played are the wildest in my 44 years of trend forecasting. The Ukraine war, the Yemen war, and coming soon, off with their heads, 2.0. So thanks for tuning in. And don't forget tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And with the man of men, man that knows the Constitution, the Bill of Rights better than anybody, and now has been stolen from us. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, gone. Judge Andrew Napolitano. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and spread the word. And subscribe to the Trends Journal. Thank you.
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind, and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him. Gerald Celente.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
I've been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.